True refugees cannot go back, and neither should you. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 439 and the fourth part of our refugee series. Now, one of the characteristics of a refugee is that they are unable to return to the place from which they escaped. Or at the very least, it's unsafe for them to do so. Many refugees are fleeing political, racial, or religious persecution, and to return might be suicide. The yearn to return is strong, however, no matter how dangerous. Israel struggled with this, and Christians have a parallel experience, so let's explore this today, and perhaps there'll be something in this to give us some way of connecting well with God today. First of all, the temptation to return. The Israelites were quick to forget their slave status in Egypt. Fear messed with their thinking. Their pre-Moses memories faded in the face of frightening news. Numbers 14, verse 3. Why is the Lord bringing us into this land to fall by the sword? Our wives and our little ones will become plunder. Would it not be better for us to return to Egypt? Numbers 14, verse 3. And leaders are no less prone to this temptation than anyone else. It's not just the people. I expect you can think of kings who violated the command in Deuteronomy 17, verse 16. He shall not multiply horses for himself, nor shall he cause the people to return to Egypt to multiply horses, since the Lord has said to you, you shall never again return that way. So is it fear or faith that's dominating? The question for the Israelites was whether it was better to risk the life of faith with God or return to a safer existence. Of course, life with God is never guaranteed to be safe in worldly terms, but nothing in this world is truly safe, is it? We are ultimately safe with Him because His love never fails. His strength is never inadequate. His power is never exhausted. And His kingdom will never fall. Hebrews 12, verse 28. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably, with reverence and awe. Sometimes we struggle with envy and don't have the right perspective. And it's true that sometimes the people we left behind in the world look like their lives are easier and more fun than ours. In Psalm 73, verse 3, I was envious of the arrogant as I saw the prosperity of the wicked. But that leads somewhere later on in that psalm, verse 17, until I came into the sanctuary of God. Then I perceived their end. You might like to read the rest of the psalm as a devotional exercise. I guarantee it will refresh your soul, especially if you're struggling with envy and perspective. You see, you and I, we are decisively dead. Dead to our past. Dead to our Egypt. Jesus died to set us free from the sin death that we deserve. And meditating on that truth in our times of quiet with God can inspire us to remain dead to the sin temptations we still feel, and we do, don't we? Romans 6, verse 2. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? No, let's not go back to Egypt. There's false hope there. There's only a re-enslaving available. So some questions for reflection on these thoughts today about not going back to our past, not going back to our Egypts. Firstly, which sins of the past are still attractive? Let's face it, as much as we might like to believe we're completely transformed, we're still attracted to some of our past sins. And for you, which are they? They will vary from person to person, so it's important to be aware and alert to our own temptations. So which sins of your past are you still attracted to? And secondly, in which areas of your Christian life are you tempted to play safe? Safe with God is the only safety that matters. We have escaped our Egypt. We are safe, and therefore we can thank God. What do you think about all these ideas? Leave a comment if you wouldn't mind, and we can all learn from each other, because we learn best when we're learning in community. If you know anybody that might benefit from this, please pass the link on and encourage them to subscribe. And I do hope and pray that between now and the next time that you are able to find that you are not tempted to go back, instead to celebrate your freedom from slavery and your new life in Christ. Take care. God bless.